of amazing as I sit here getting ready to do this show. Well, let me first introduce myself. Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. And you can tell I was deep in thought as we began the program. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, get this. Next week, on Sunday, we celebrate the Solemnity of Christ the King, okay? And then the following Sunday, that's 2 weeks from this weekend, is the first Sunday of Advent. Man, I'll tell you what, and it is so appropriate that we can get together, you and me, sitting around the table here, and look at the readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And now, as I read through these readings and prayed about it, one theme emerged. That theme, the day is coming. We're going to talk about what that means, the day. There is a lot of things coming. And one that we should be focused on is in 2 weeks, Advent. The beginning of a new church year, the beginning of the time to prepare to welcome Jesus more fully into our lives. A lot of good things happening in a few weeks, but that day is definitely coming. We'll talk about that and some other things as we go through these Mass readings. Before I go any further, I just want to let you know what a pleasure it is to be able to spend this time with you. We've been doing this for a number of years now, and I'm grateful to you for showing up and sitting around the table with me each week for so many years now. I'm grateful to the various Catholic radio stations who broadcast this program over the air. And I'm also grateful to the podcast services which provide this program in podcast form. So I couldn't do this without all of you. And I'm really, really grateful. I'm especially grateful to the Lord for enabling me to be able to do this. You know, this is an absolute honor and a privilege to be able to comment on His Word every week on this program. And believe me, I take the responsibility seriously. I pray about it. I try my best. I ask for help from the Holy Spirit. We're going to do that in a few minutes. But it is an incredible honor and a privilege to be able to share His message with you. So we're wrapping up the church year. Now, I think I said on the program for the past 2 weeks, we sort of took a break from the readings, the Sunday readings in Ordinary Time, as we were preempted, if you will, for lack of a better word, by All Souls Day and the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. So ordinarily, for the past 2 weeks on Sundays, we would have looked at the Mass readings for the Sundays in Ordinary Time. We're going to resume this week, and I'm glad that we're going to be talking about, or that the readings focus on this idea of the day is coming. Because typically, as the church year winds to a close, we're going to get more of these end times type readings. You know, I know a lot of us aren't fans of those readings sometimes, but honestly, that's what we need. We need that reminder that life on earth, it's not going to be here forever. We are not going to be living in this earth forever. And look, we all know that, but we forget. We get distracted. And I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we can't count on being here tomorrow. Now, you know, again, I'm not trying to predict anything. I'm not trying to bring you down, but I'm just trying to keep it real. We don't know. And unless we recognize that our time is limited, we're going to probably keep procrastinating. I know I will. So I'm grateful for these messages, these reminders. And I'm grateful for the promise of the Advent season, which is a season of preparation. So the church is so good to us by giving us these times to really look at ourselves with the help of God's grace and recognize that we've got shortcomings. There's things we could do better. And then give us time, such as Advent, such as Lent, to work on getting better, getting holier, so that we will be better prepared for that day, which is coming. We don't know when, but it's coming. So that's really good. Good that we can get together and discuss these readings. So with that in mind, let's do the thing I like to do first on the program and recognize that we are in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, And he's waiting to hear from us. So let's turn to our Father in heaven right now and offer up some prayers, and then we'll kick off the show officially. All right, if you'll join me, we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of being able to not only be in your presence, but address you in prayer. Father, we know that you are concerned about us. You're concerned about our lives. You're concerned about the things which trouble us. You're concerned about the everyday responsibilities and struggles that we all face. You're concerned about us turning to you in prayer. We know you want us to do that. We know, Father, that you created us not with any help of our own, not because of anything we did. You created us because you love us so much. You loved us before we existed, and you wanted to create us so that we could be in a relationship with you, not just for the duration of our earthly life, but for all eternity. Now, Father, I'll be honest, I can't totally wrap my brain around that. I can't wrap my brain around how much you love me. I can't understand fully, but I can get a small picture of it. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Father, thank you for being here with us. Please watch over our friends and family. Keep us safe. Keep them safe. Please give us the grace that we need to deal with the various situations of life. Please lead us where you need us to be in the world. Please use us as your instruments. Please give us what we need. We especially pray that one day we can live with you forever in heaven. And Father, as we prepare to prepare during the season of Advent in 2 weeks, give us that desire to make this the best Advent we've ever had. Father, we pray for the country, all those throughout the United States, especially those who are suffering in any way. We pray that our country can once again become united, one nation under God, which is the way you want it. We pray for those around the world, those who are hungry, those who are living in poverty, those who are dealing with government oppression, religious persecution, natural disasters, any weather-related issues. We pray for those who live in the midst of war or terrorism. We pray for healing in body, mind, and spirit for the sick. We pray for those who are homeless or those who are homebound. We pray for anyone who is in a hospital or a nursing home or a prison or a rehab facility. We pray for those who are lonely, those who are grieving. We pray for our church, for our Holy Father, Pope Leo, all of our bishops, all of our priests, all who are in any kind of position of authority in our church. We pray for the members of our church. We pray for our separated brothers and sisters, those non-Catholic Christians. We pray for unity, that we can all be united. We pray for an increase in vocations. We pray for those who are currently in formation, for the priesthood, for the diaconate, for the religious life. We pray for those who struggle with mental illness. We pray for those who are looking for work, in particular those who are unemployed. We pray for all the souls in purgatory. Please ease their suffering, Father, and allow them to live with you in heaven as soon as possible. And finally, I pray that you can give me the words today, Father. Please give me the words for this show. Let me know the message you would like me to deliver. Please guide my thoughts and my words for the duration of this program. And please open all of our hearts and all of our minds to be receptive to your message today. Father God, we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you, thank you. I greatly appreciate you praying with me. And again, if you are just tuning in, My name is Gary Zimek. We do this program each week. If you'd like to find out more about my work, or maybe find out or sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, you could do that by going to followingthetruth.com. You can also, while you're at followingthetruth.com, purchase a copy of my Advent book, which came out last year. It's called Find Peace in Advent. And in a couple weeks, we'll be talking more about it. But now would be a good time to pick up a copy of the book. I can't wait till we get started in preparing, literally walking through Advent with you. And in addition to the book, I'll be supplementing each day's material in the book in my daily email reflection. So you can sign up for that. Again, that's free of charge. And we'll walk through the Advent season together. But followingthetruth.com is the place to go. By the way, I still have openings for Give Up Worry for Lent Parish Missions this year, or next year, 2026. This is unusual that I have openings, so I'm going to put it out there. If you would like me to bring me, if you'd like to bring me to your parish or your conference this Lent or Lent of 2026, now's the time to do it. There are openings. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to make that happen. All righty. Let's do it now. 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The day is coming. Sounds ominous, doesn't it? But listen, it's good news. It is good news. Don't panic. It is good news. It's motivational, but it's good news. Let's do it as we normally do on this show. We're going to look at the gospel first. Then we'll back up and look at the other mass readings. The gospel for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Now, what, uplifting, right? I mean, that's where do I go with that gospel? Actually, it's a good message, though. What Jesus is reminding us of is the fact that the world is not necessarily very Christian. Right? And this happened to Jesus. He was rejected. He's saying, get ready. You're going to have persecutions. Before my second coming, Jesus says, you know, he's addressing his second coming, the end of time when the world will go away, you're going to have problems. There are going to be signs. Now, here's where we get ourselves into trouble sometimes. We look at that gospel and we say, oh, There's weather-related issues. There are earthquakes. There's floods. There's Christian persecution throughout the world. He's coming. He's coming right away. We don't know that. And elsewhere, Jesus has said, I'm not going to tell you the day or the hour. I'm not going to tell you when I will come again in glory. We don't even know when we'll meet him at the hour of our death. We don't know when we're going to die. Even if you happen to be sick and very old, you don't know exactly. So what do we do with all this? Well, I think what we do is we prepare and treat today as if it's that day, because today is all we have. And as long as we keep doing that, living each day as if it were our last, One day we're going to be right. Either we will die first or Jesus will come in glory. Whatever, there's going to be judgment of us. We're going to be judged on how we lived our lives. And we're not going to be able to use words and plead our case. We had the time to do that. He's telling us that day's coming. You're not going to be here forever. So one way or another, you are going to meet Jesus in judgment. Might as well get ready, right? Now, obviously, we can focus on Advent, which is in a couple weeks. Advent's a great time to do that, as is Lent. And the church sets these times aside for us to prepare, to repent. Yeah, there's some repentance involved during the Advent season. Because look, we're preparing to meet Jesus. He's coming. That's what Advent's all about. What do you do when you have company over to your house? You clean. You clean up. You get rid of the junk. You make things look a little tidier. That's what we do during Advent. That's what we're encouraged to do. So it doesn't mean you can't start today. We will officially begin in 2 weeks, but again, not to bring you down, but none of us know for sure if we will be here for Advent. It seems like not a day goes by that I don't hear of somebody dying suddenly. Many of those people expected to have another Advent. Many of them didn't realize that last Advent was their last one on earth. The point is, we just want to be motivated. But start today. You're doing that. You know, I'm preaching to the choir here. If you're listening to the show, you obviously care about growing closer to Jesus. Good job. I mean, really, well done. There are a lot of people who don't listen to this show or shows like it. People who don't go to church. People who don't want to put in the time to grow closer to Jesus. A lot of times they don't even realize it's possible. But you do. You're doing something. Keep it up. But right now, what can you do today? You don't know if you're going to be here for Advent. And I mean, again, I'm not trying to be all gloom and doom, but it's the reality. That is the truth. So you can today resolve, right now, while you're alive, and say, Lord Jesus, I really want this to be a good Advent. I want to grow closer to you, and I intend to do the work necessary. So you see, you brought the future into the present. You don't know you're going to be here then, but your desire to have a good Advent counts for something today. So I encourage you to do that. Make that pledge. Say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the most of this Advent season because I want to grow closer to Jesus. I want to get rid of the junk in my own life. I want to become holier with the help of His grace. Please help me, Lord. You know, and then by doing that today, by making that resolution, then you'll be set when Advent comes. Because I'll tell you, if you don't decide to do it, you're probably not going to do it. Because it's a busy, I don't need to tell you, it's a crazy time of year. That pre-Christmas craziness, it can be dangerous, especially if we're trying to improve spiritually. So let's make that resolution to do that. Okay, first reading. It's going to keep that the day is coming theme going. Malachi chapter 3, beginning in verse 19. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. Sometimes we focus so much on being judged unfavorably and ending up in hell that we miss the flip side. The flip side is if you try and you walk with the Lord, you do your best, you make an honest effort to stay close to Him by receiving the sacraments frequently, by trying to amend your life, you know, all that stuff. If you do that, you'll have no problem at your judgment. But it's work because we live in a fallen world. We have a fallen human nature. I struggle with it. I don't always want to do the right thing. Even with the help of God's grace, I still have to cooperate with that grace. But look at the positive if you can. Yeah, some people go to hell. The church teaches hell is real and people end up there. But if you stay close to the Lord and don't reject Him in this life, you're not going to end up in hell. Let's keep walking the path that leads to heaven, okay? Responsorial Psalm 98. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. You know, right now we ask for God's mercy while it's not too late for us. But at one point, there will be a time when we're going to be experiencing his justice. In other words, we didn't appeal for his mercy. We didn't ask him to forgive our sins and try to amend our lives. Now's the time to do that. Because one day, when he comes as judge, you know, it's going to be a different story. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp, and with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with joy, with them for joy. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice, and the peoples with equity. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. He's coming. That day is coming. We're going to meet him someday in judgment. Let's be ready. You know, we don't know when the day will be. We don't know when we will die. We don't know when the world will come to an end. He does. And he's not going to tell us. Why? Because if you knew that he was going to come in 20 more years, would you have that sense of urgency to do what's necessary to improve your life? You may, but I wouldn't, because I'd start to get lazy. So in a way, I'm glad I don't know, because I'm going to assume that all I have is today, and I'm not going to lose any time. I don't want to lose the blessing of the present moment, because every moment that God gives us, it's a gift. We don't want to live it focused on the past, you know, dwelling on things of the past, or maybe worrying about the future. We want to focus on the present and live it the way the Lord wants us to live it. Which means sometimes we have to go against what we want or what feels good to do what's right or what he wants. And it's a challenge, even with the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and the grace that comes to us through the sacraments. We still have that fallen human nature. We've got that tension between what we want or what feels good and what God wants. And we're going to be feeling that tension until the day we die. That doesn't mean he's not going to help us. He is going to help us. He's going to make it a lot easier. But we still have to ultimately cooperate with his grace to live the way he wants us to live. Second reading is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Paul writes this, "Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we did not have the right, rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way by not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food." Paul's talking about the fact that he didn't want to burden anybody by asking for donations or support without doing some work. You know, Paul wanted to do the work. He worked as a tent maker to support himself so that he could freely proclaim the gospel. But I think the major theme that comes from this reading, which ties into the other readings, is to keep busy. Don't sit around and just scroll your Facebook feed and mind the business of others. Do something. And again, I'm guilty of this. Sometimes I'm a little lazy, and I get caught up in the distractions of social media and TV or whatever it is. But the Lord wants us to do something. Doesn't mean you can't relax, but what it means is, are you making the best use of your time? You know, you also don't want to spend your time worrying about what might happen or fretting over things that happened in the past. Ask for forgiveness, go to confession if necessary, and move on. That's the way we should be preparing to meet the Lord. The day's coming. He's coming. No mistake. Let's be ready. You know, sometimes we look at these end times messages, and I apologize if I sound a little fired up. I'm a little excited today. I hope it's not coming across as total fire and brimstone. But, you know, we recoil when we hear these messages reminding us that, well, the world's going to come to an end. Jesus is going to be our judge. But really, it's good news because he's warning us. He's letting us know, hey, I'm coming. This is not a surprise. This is not a pop quiz. Get ready. Do what you can. So remember, Advent's happening in a few weeks, but today is the day to make the resolution, to take Advent seriously, to try your best. It's possible. You can do it without completely ruining your Christmas preparations. I mean, you don't have to spend 3 hours a day preparing to welcome Jesus. You can do it in much less time than that. Be practical, but make the decision to do something, okay? And we'll do it together, right? We'll do Find Peace in Advent. We'll do it. I'll mention it a little bit on the show as we go forward. I'll also talk about it in my daily email reflections. And I encourage you, if you want to pick up a copy of the book, now would be a good time to purchase a copy. You can get it anywhere online. But I think the easiest thing to do is go right to my website, followingthetruth.com. And follow the links there to purchase your copy of the book, and we'll walk through Advent together, okay? Next week, God willing, I'm going to be back here. We'll talk about the solemnity of Christ the King, and then we go into Advent. So I'm so blessed to be able to do this with you. Thank you for listening. I pray for you every day, and I would ask you, please pray for me and my family as well. We really appreciate that, and it's such a blessing to be with you. I look forward to continuing the journey with you. If you need anything, email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. In the meantime, let's just get ready. The day is coming. It's not a surprise. Let's get ready. And if we do get ready and we're prepared, we got nothing to worry about. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye now.